Hey, what's going on, friends? My podcast every day is broken up into two parts on the free platform. The first part, Act 1, is right now. When it's all done, go right on over to Act 2 to get the second half of the podcast. Thank you so much for checking out my show. Hello, friends. Welcome back. Welcome in to the Eric St. Joe podcast, the daily show where I discuss news, nonsense, and my personal adventures from right here in the Impact Power Sports Studio. Impact Power Sports. Online at ImpactPowerSportsMI.com. Great team over there, making dreams come true, at least when it comes to Yamaha golf carts. Perhaps a side-by-side, e-bike, go-kart, motorcycle, scooter. One of those one-wheeled things that you stand on and you ride down the street and everybody's hoping that you hit a bump and go flying off of it. Maybe you want to get one of those things you can go door-to-door when you're doing telemarketing. Not telemarketing. Door-to-door marketing. Anyway, I don't know why I said that. Welcome to you. Thank you so much for joining me on the show. Impact Power Sports is at ImpactPowerSportsMI.com. Today is interesting because just moments ago, the NFK came walking. I'm very late today, and there's a couple of reasons why, not that it matters. But probably the biggest one is the NFK says, hey, and there's a filling that fell out of his tooth. I was eating something, and I took a bite, and shit, fuck. Damn thing comes flying out of my mouth. So he lost his filling. He goes, and he asked me to call the dentist. He's like flapping his arms. He asked me to call the dentist for him who put it in. So I called up Dr. Bite Splint. Yo, the NFK's filling came out. And so they said, all right, we can get you in at this time. So I, today's weird because not only am I late, but I have to divide the show and the free podcast into two parts again because I'll get the first part done. And then I have to take him to the dentist to get the repair job done and then come home and do the back half of the free podcast. That's the only way it's going to work. You know, I thought to myself, well, I'll just do 1 hour. No, I don't want to do that. Alan says right on time. So that was part of it. I was troubleshooting and I spent most of the morning getting my material in order for what will be another monumental edition of Who Are These Free Beers? New material that I've just clipped. Thank you to Pat Phipps. Pat Phipps is one of the new star audience members making his mark with the Eric St. Joe podcast and Who Are These Free Beers? He's one of these recently converted defectors. We've had a handful lately who have kind of defected over when, yeah, you know, I think you were onto something and I checked you out and, you know, you're right. They do suck. You have broken the spell that I was under when it comes to my old show. They are a pile of shit. Thank God you're here and I'm signing up on Patreon. So Pat was one of those guys and he sent me along some timestamps, and I unpacked them. Thank you to Pat for the clips, and thank you to everybody who's ever sent me clips for Who Are These Free Beers. Again, I'll say it again. I don't use all of them because I have so many on my own, and like right now, if I didn't listen to another second of Free Beer and Hot Wings for the next, I would have enough material for a year. Because I was talking with E-Rock about this yesterday. That show, if you can drop the needle, kind of like drop, it's like a descriptor for when you set a needle down on a record anywhere and you've got something. And this is like the negative version of that. You can drop the needle at any one point on any one show and you can chronicle tons of material for Who Are These Free Beers. It is not a hard search. to come up with things on that show. For who are these free beers? Pat P, I believe. Yeah, I'm not sure. Yeah, so Pat checked out, and I appreciate him so much. There is a looks to be a new chatter in the chat on Twitch, and I don't even know what's going on. It's Lil, L-I-L, underscore composter, writing, worst day of my life, man. I'm fucked. Well, I, first of all, pleasure to meet you. If I don't know who you are. And I don't understand why you're writing this. In addition, following up with, I fucking hate my school. All right, let's back up. Who the fuck are you and what the fuck are you talking about? I'm not talking to you anymore until I get some information. Welcome in. So, that's what's going on today. All right, hang on a second here. Megan is here. I appreciate you so much. Everybody here is awesome. What a great group. I see you. I see the amazing black belt Nick is here. Thank you. A lot of weird things happening on the chat. Rebecca is here. What's up, miss? Adam Balboa is here. One of my favorite people on the planet. You guys are great. Yesterday was the fantasy football draft. Now, I'm going to spare you all the details. Let me just tell you that we start the thing off by running the gauntlet to determine the draft position. So there's 10 people, 10 teams, and what you got to do is to determine who drafts first, you know, because, I mean, I've only done this 3 or 4 times, and you would assume that if you are participating in a draft, you want to be the first team or the first person to draft, because then you would get the top player. Or, I mean, you have the first overall pick. The way we do it here, I'm not running the league, but you start out by, you know, that flip cup or flippy cup, the drinking game. Which I'm horrible at that, and this went on for quite some time. First of all, the guy who was ahead of me, Ben, he crushed it. He did it first try. Red Solo cup lands the way it's supposed to. Then he does the cornhole thing. He sinks the beanbag. Then he grabs a basketball. He makes the bucket. Then he does the hopscotch, and then he runs around the cul-de-sac, and he's back in record time. Me, not so much. It took me way too long to get the flip cup thing down. Then I was way behind. I forgot to do the hopscotch. It didn't matter because my time was so terrible. Now the fastest time gets to pick, and the person who had fastest time did not pick first. And so I was like one of the last ones, the worst times in the whole thing. And then they... No one picked the first spot. And maybe there's something that I don't know. But so they said, all right, Erica, it's your turn to pick your draft spot. And I go, well, what's left? And they said, well, and they said, and then they said, and number one. I go, so I go, the first pick is available? Yeah. So I go, well, I'll take one. So I went, I like, what the fuck? Why would you do that? Now, somebody who knows more about this than me might have an idea. Man Bun Chris says middle of the pack is what you want. And can you explain why? He says, if it's a snack draft, I don't know what that is, you get screwed with the top pick. So middle of the pack is the spot to get most consistent players. What are you talking about? A snake draft. So that would mean if you get snake because it wraps around. So I did first pick, and then it goes all the way down to 10, and then 10 goes to 1. And then it goes all the way back. Yeah, I don't buy into any of that. I don't think I got screwed at all because I got Jahmyr Gibbs. He says you essentially get a third round pick for your second pick. Yeah, but then I also get the first fourth round pick. So if it comes back around on my second pick, all right, yeah, maybe I do get a third pick, but then I also get another third pick. I think you guys are thinking too much into this. Man Bun Chris says no Jamar Chase. No, he was second pick. I could have picked him, but I decided not to. I went with Gibbs. Cole says you want first or last snake draft. If you're first or last, you get two picks in a row. You just have to wait longer to pick. Alan says, how was the potato salad? It was awesome. Thank you. Man Bun Chris says you asked for the reasoning, so I was explaining. Oh, okay. All right. Yeah, you're right. You were just reasoning. But I don't agree with that. So I don't know if you agree with that. If you agree with that, well, then, yeah, you're fucked. But, no, I'm happy with it. I got great picks. I can't wait. I'll spare you all the gory details. All I know is that it took way too long. Okay? This thing should, because you get 2 minutes to draft. So they go, all right, draft has begun. Easy with your first pick right away. And there was only one time that I had to do a little bit of rooting around to find the right guy. But some of these guys are sitting there for eating the entire 2 minutes. And I'm like, come on, just pick. This thing should have been done. They should change the rules. You get 5 seconds to pick. Quarterbacks. Mine. Bo Nix from Denver and Baker Mayfield from Tampa. I've got stacks going. I've got Bo Nix and receiver Cortland Sutton. That's one stack. And I've got Baker and some rookie guy for Tampa who's supposed to be, he's a first-round draft pick. I don't know. It's Ikwe Buikwe or something like that. I don't know. So all the food was made. Go there, and we all bring our food. Do the gauntlet. That's embarrassing. I get first pick. Pick Jahmyr Gibbs. Eating. And the dog is eating off the counter at this house that I'm at. The dog Cooper, he's like grazing off the counter. I'm like, oh God. Kids running around, millennials. There's this one guy there who looked like his brain was pushed to the max because he's got a kid and another one on the way. And one job is, this is what this guy does. It's really cool. Him and the missus, they'll buy a home. First of all, his day job is he runs the Costco. He's like the big swinging dick at the Costco. I go, you run the Costco? He goes, yeah. I go, wow. I go, so what are your days like? He goes, well, I got to be into work at 2 a.m. I go, you got to be into work at 2 a.m. He goes, yeah. I go, so you're getting up? And he goes, 1. Now, the draft ends at like 8:45. So this guy's catching a nap and then going to work. Becca Shea says, hook me up. I'm trying to get a job at Costco. Which one? Because this guy is in charge of, I'm not going to give all the information out, but I need to know which one that you're trying to get a job at. And maybe I can help you out. Doesn't matter. Well, all right. Now, yeah, I think you'd be good at that. Because I've seen you, and you're clean and attractive. That's one of the things I've noticed about the Costco employees. Clean, old, and attractive. And you qualify in all of those things. So I've noticed that you go into Costco, they have the most attractive old people you will ever see. Like actual old people are like, God damn. Becca Shea says, I'm not old. Yes, you are. You've got, how old are you? I would say you're 45. That's old. It's all good. I don't understand why you would, that would rub you the wrong way. I mean, just saying someone's, I mean, I'm old. She says, yep, that's it, 45. You actually are 45? You mean I nailed it? Oh, yeah, that's decrepit. But honestly, to me, 45 is not what it used to be. She says, no, I'm 53. Oh, my God. Yeah, you're old as fuck. Are you kidding me? Holy shit. All right. Yeah, but you actually qualify because you take care of yourself. You bathe regularly. I've seen you in person. You're exceptionally pretty. And old as fuck. They've got this one lady at Costco who has silver hair, gray silver hair, and it's long. And I'm telling you, I am such a sucker for that. You know? And I would say she's like 64 and she's a total babe. Total babe. So you're right there. Rebecca knows who I'm talking about. She says the lady with the silver hair is beautiful. She's got like this aura around her. And I'm like, look at her. She looks like a Gandalf's twin beautiful sister. So anyway, this fucker goes, works his ass off at Costco. And the other thing he does is him and his wife live their life like Planet Devourer Galactus. They go ahead and they buy a house and they live in it for 1 year. And during that time, they flip the house. And then they use the property. After it's flipped, they'll use the property and get another, and then move to the next one. How about that? And we're talking like early 30s, early to mid 30s, excuse me. And so I go, you just been doing that? He goes, yeah, wash, rinse, repeat. Yeah, I've moved 14 times in the last 7 years. I go, so those are all houses you have? He goes, yeah. I go, holy shit, that's a lot of work. He goes, yeah, I know. So this is a guy who's super driven. How about that? So I go, well, that's fantastic. Now you've got all these incomes. And you've got an investment that's going to keep going up in value. This is your retirement. I love hearing about younger people that just have their shit together. This show is dedicated to the silver-haired beauty at Costco. The silver-haired old lady, beautiful old lady at Costco. Every time I see her, I'm always like looking at her. And she doesn't have like asshole crepe skin. You know, some people get that crepey shit arm, whatever the fuck, matrix on their arm. It's like, what the fuck? Anyway, Man Bun Chris says, that's what the builders did with our house. The guys built all the houses on our street and lived in all of them for a year. Property's awesome. I tell you what, if you can get that done. Okay. Covered a lot of ground so far. So we'll do the first half now and then come back and do the other half. So the football thing was fun. And then this is over at my neighbor's house in the next cul-de-sac. Man Bun Chris says, Deidre would kill it at Costco. Oh, my God, yes. Silver long hair is remarkable. And sometimes you'll see a chick who's not old with silver hair because they've colored it. And I always see right through that. I'm like, yeah, whatever. No, you got to have that extra seasoning, okay, to go with the hair. Rebecca says, I want to know silver hair lady's skincare routine. She's aging like a fine wine. Branjo says, the folks who work at Costco are always really nice, too, even when it's busy as hell. They're stars. In fact, while as soon as dude let us know that he works at Costco, like every member of the Fantasy Football League was like saying someone's name. Hey, how about Juan, the greeter? Oh, he's great. How about this person, that person? Oh, yeah, he's awesome. They're always sweet, clean, pleasant-smelling, attractive individuals who are polite. Now, you compare that with, see, whenever I think Costco, I think of Sam's Club. Hey, it's your old pal Eric Zane for Secret Nature, makers of ultra-premium CBD gummies. And I'm going to tell you how you can take advantage of a special offer to save you 30% in a minute. But let me share this with you. You know that I've got about a million things going during any given day. And I just recently discovered Secret Nature to help me keep it all together during the day and help me wind down when the day is done. Ultra premium CBD gummies from Secret Nature. Crafted with real botanicals, nothing extra, and designed to support your day with clean, purposeful functionality. I want you to try Secret Nature Ultimum Premium CBD Gummies. Organic, farm grown, not made in a lab. You can try Bliss for clear focus and productive flow. That's what I use during the day. And Snoozers to unwind and rest at the end of the day. Consistent measured CBD per gummy, so there's no guessing. Intentional formulations that feel clean and slot naturally into your routine. Take it from me, I keep it all together during the day with Bliss. And when it's time to relax, sometimes my mind is going a million miles an hour from all of the things that I've done during the day and the things that I have to do on the next day. That's when I'll take the snoozers to unwind. You need to try Secret Nature Ultra Premium Gummies. And here's what I want you to do. You can get 30% off of your first order at secretnature.com with code Zane. That's secretnature.com, code Zane. And then let me know how it goes. Again, get 30% off of your first order at secretnature.com with code Zane. That's secretnature.com, code Zane. Secret Nature. Same type of store. Sam's Club, the staff at that store, is also like that. Also under the umbrella of Sam's Club is Walmart. Not at all like that. I've talked about this before. The people that work at the Walmart are the polar opposite of the people that work at Sam's Club. If you are it is like the minor leagues, the major leagues and the minor leagues. Becca Shea says they're all nice at Costco because they get paid well. That goes for Sam's Club, too. Skip says, EZ, how do you feel about people that work at Meijer? Meijer has become Walmart-like, unfortunately, particularly the Jennison Walmart. About the only thing that I've noticed that is always a positive at Walmart or at Meijer is that they go out of their way to hire some of our individuals that live around here who may not have gotten a fair shake, or perhaps they have some type of cognitive impairment. Megan says, I miss the old guy at the Jennison Meijer. He used to sing, thank you for shopping at Meijer. I remember that guy. Whatever happened to him, he's got to be dead. We've got a guy who works at the Meijer by me who he continues to work, and he, whatever is ailing him, has caused him to become more and more bent over. Megan says, the guy in the walker. That's who I'm talking about. When I first started shopping there, he'd be like this. He'd be upright. Now he's like this. Hey, welcome to Meijer. How are you? Josh says, speaking of favorite retailers, any of you northern friends experienced the pure majesty of Bucky's? No, we don't have those around here. I may have been into one, but I can't really say that there's been any place in my 55 years, either that or similar to that, that has made me think that there's anything better from one or the other. When I lived in New Jersey, everybody made a big deal about Wawa. Okay, so at Wawa, you can go in and get something to eat, and then leave. I've never understood why people get so wound up about things like that. Joe Martinez, the series on the mend. Hope things are going well. I actually talked to him a little bit today. There's been some health things that have affected the old boy. But I'm doubting it will take any of the wind out of his sails when it comes to talking about his cult football team. Excuse me. Today on Who Are These Free Beers, I'm going to take a peek at a moment in time that happened on the Friday, August 22nd show. Now, the show that I'm talking about was the information was passed along by Pat Phipps, like I indicated. And this was 11 minutes and 2 seconds long, the start of the show. And I can't really get into anything of it, but I have 15 clips that have us going down the rabbit hole of lawn care and landscaping. And this is something that when I heard it, I went, wow, this is really, really bad. And I kind of packed it away, but I wasn't sure that I was going to talk about it until Pat heard it too. And then he sent along some timestamps, and I go, all right, I gotta get into this. So it isn't until I actually sit down and really start to pick it apart that I realize that the breakdown of this is absolutely necessary. So when they start out a show, typically it's around the room. Now, That's a segment that they do two or three times every day, and it's a way to kill time. And in it, each show member says, "Hey, I'm so and so, and it's supposed to be." And there are examples of it. If you go back and listen from years ago, it was supposed to be, "Hey, I'm Greg, and I announce football games. I'm Hot Wings, and I love cars. I'm Steve, and I'm a father of two kids." They're doing that, trying to like establish, I guess, their identities, maybe. And then that has morphed into these long-winded breakdowns. Okay, and that's what you have here. And Greg starts out talking about something that happened to his grass. Now, that leads to Steve thinking, "Well, I have something about my. If you're going to talk about your landscaping and your grass, I'm going to talk about it too." So whatever it is he was going to talk about is no longer important because Greg triggered something with him. So now he's going to talk about his grass, and then it continues like dominoes falling from there. And I can't wait to break it down for you, as E-Rock said, drop the needle on this and wind it up, let it go, for you to hear on another rip-roaring edition of Who Are These Free Beers, show number 67 with Ben Glaze. All right. Skip is one of the new defectors. And I would love it if you would become part of the new defectors. New defectors include Skip, Pat Phipps, Francis, all new defectors. If you're listening to this and you're within the sound of my voice, you can become a new defector by just reaching out to me and saying, "EZ, I was there and I'm starting to pull out of it now since I found your show." Josh says, "It sounds like you're saying nude defector." Well, that would work too. Skip, who is a new defector, says, "Absolutely. If I ever listen to them again, I will tell you to come kick my ass." Can you help me to understand where your brain was when did it finally click? Like, maybe you were, like, thinking it but didn't want to believe it, that show sucks tons of dick. And then one day something happened. What was the one particular thing that you can maybe put your finger on as to, like, "Yeah, he's right. This sucks shit. What am I doing? I need to check out EZ. He's the only one that fucking tries." Skip, I would love to hear that from you. And if any of you are a defector from there, please let me know. I need to know, when did you, that one point in time when you were like, "Yeah, this show sucks and I shouldn't be listening to it." All right. I want to get into some more hilarity that takes place between the St. Browns. Amon-Ra St. Brown, Equanimeous St. Brown, and Dad, former Mr. Universe, John Brown. As Skip writes, "I listened to you since you were on YouTube, EZ, with the Labatt sign. Then the Zaniacs drove me away. Then I gave it some time and came back and realized that you have content." Oh, yeah, I remember that moment in time. There have been several people who've reached out to me and said, "Yeah, the Zaniacs were making it terrible." It's true. They were awful. They were awful human beings. They still are, the ones of them that are still alive. Okay, so I have a follow-up to John Brown when he talked about the only way to make athletes is to breed with a black guy. His words, not mine. I'm going to share that again because there is follow-up and because this is just so damn funny.
"What's the question that they ask you most about how you got three kids to go D1 and two in the NFL?
They want to know, in general, how I did it. I believe in breeding. Look at you. Good athlete. I'm black. Mom's white. Now, I don't step on it once. You can't keep stepping on it because you're going to mess it up. You're going to weaken it.
You can't keep cutting it?
Can't keep cutting it. Nah. No, you in Brooklyn because Brooklyn's half-half. If I cut it, you got a chance.
If I cut it one more time, it's over?
You can't keep cutting it. You got to be careful. You can't keep cutting it. You got to think about that. You know what I mean? No.
I like how he's dead ass.
If I'm black, I got the black gold running through my veins. Oh, I'm excited. I'm just going to find the right person to mate with. You're right? And if I'm white, I'm saying, let me get one of these brothers around here. If you want to have athletes. If you don't want to have athletes, then just go ahead and just spread your seed wherever.
So why'd you cut it once? What else?
Because he could.
I knew I can cut it once.
Because he's gold.
I got that black gold in me. And mama got that big chin on big toes. I said, look, ain't nothing wrong with big toe woman.
Big chin. Who says a big chin?
You got to think.
So if you're John's wife, he says, I got a big old white woman, big old chin, and big old toes. She's like, shut the fuck up, John.
This stuff, some guys don't think of it until later. They go, like I'm standing at Pop Warner. You wouldn't know it. You're on the field, one of you guys on the field playing. And I was talking to a guy, told him this story. He goes, you were thinking about that, John? I go, yeah, you weren't? He goes, hell no. Okay, man, he's little. The wife is little. Kids are little. Everybody's little.
It's over?
Little. Chicken little.
Little.
Okay. There's follow-up. Because I guess people had a problem with John Brown saying that. So here's a follow-up. It's a longer clip, but I like listening to these guys.
I know you saw you went viral. People are calling you racist. You said you can't cut it twice. Like, I can't tell people have asked me, man, what's your dad talking about? You can't cut it twice. Man, he's funny. Can you tell everyone what you actually meant? Because they seen the video. They might be confused. He's a racist. Whatever they're saying.
Yeah, yeah. There's no racism.
Tell them what it really means. They need that black gold.
I'm playing word games here. So just, to, you know, because, you know, I like to have fun in life. When I say you can't cut it twice, it's just playing with like a little word game with like people say you can't cut cocaine. You know, and it keeps selling it, and it gets weaker and weaker as you cut it. So I'm just joking around when I'm saying that. But the point still remains the same.
I love that. Yeah, I'm just joking around. However, I mean it.
You can't. Look, most of the people, I'm a strategist. Most of the people, if I'm not mistaken, 56% I think I read, are black African Americans in the NFL. And in basketball, I think it's even higher, like up to 70% are black.
And you got to add in, we make up like 15 or 13% of the population of America.
Yeah, black. See? So like, that's he's learning.
No, I've been on that. But I'm saying like,
that's good.
Because I had to explain to people as well. People have asked me this as well. So I'm like, so what you're saying is.
No, I'm not saying a person of white descent or Hispanic can't make it. Of course they can. Yao Ming did it, right? So you do have people, the two white folks can make a baby and train that baby and get that.
Like how he refers to Yao Ming as a white guy.
Baby to be great. That's possible. Asian, Hispanic, all of them. So I'm just saying, it seems to me, you know, you have a greater chance if you have some black blood somewhere run through your veins.
It seems to me.
So I don't want to hear no people, especially from African descent, sitting at home going, well, I ain't got nothing. Government ain't helped me. I can't get a job. You sitting there, you black? Go get you a black man, and if you're a female, and get a big black gorilla-looking guy and have a baby. And start training him.
Okay.
You know what I mean? I mean, you got half the battle already won. It makes sense, you know?
Gorilla.
Shoot. Look, I used to see back in the day. Hold on, Captain. I used to see when you guys were playing youth football, a lot of athletes, half black, half white. And I always look for the mom and dad. They're always massive, you know? But now, I'm telling you, white girls, y'all better be careful because the new white girl is a Mexican girl. The Mexican girl took all the brothers. Now, because now I go to them little shows, I see a lot of Hispanic, half black. Mm. You know, dark skin, but Gonzalez. And I'm like, wait, what? I said, okay, I feel you. I see you. You know, I ain't mad at you. It's good.
I know you saw you went.
Oh, shit. Okay. I don't have any comments on this. I wouldn't dare. Stevie says this is awful. What's awful about it? I don't want to say anything about this. I'm just laughing at the matter of factness for the things that he is saying. I think it's important to note that these are not things that I would ever dream about suggesting publicly. Now, like Megan, she says, I want to make comments, but nothing is safe. Stevie says, this is awful. I think it's hysterical that he's saying that in the serious way that he is saying it. So, I don't know. David says, what the actual fuck? Rebecca puts her hands up to her face. Now, I mean, not everybody is going to think this way. I wouldn't, if I even if I did think that way, I would never say it because I'm a white guy. All right. And that guy is fucking funny. Stevie says, imagine if a white guy said that kind of stuff. Well, I mean, let's not take this to another level. Let's just relish in the fact that he said it. It's a fucking hysterical thing to say. Nick, Black Belt Nick, says this is hilarious and there is biological truth to it. I have no idea that there is. I do not want to be in the spot where I'm analyzing John Brown. All I know is John Brown is funny. And watching those two react to what their dad is saying is one of my favorite things. And I don't have to imagine if a white guy said that, because if a white guy says that, you're fucked. White guys are not supposed to talk like this ever. In fact, I would say, John Brown is qualified, and maybe his sons are qualified. Just seeing the St. Browns talk makes me laugh in my brain from the moment last year when the Detroit Lions' James Houston shit his pants in the game. They're wearing the white pants, and you could see the shit in his pants. So after the game, I'm on Ross St. Brown. Hang on, I got to sneeze. Excuse me. Equanimity has brought it up with Amon Ra and said, what happened to your teammate? He shit his pants. I know I've played this before, but this is hysterical. I love this.
It wasn't her shit or Instagram. She showed it to me. I was like, no way.
I'm changing. This nigga Demo comes up to me. He's like, say, bro. James is going viral. I said, what? He shit his pants. I said, no way. No fucking way. Then I asked James, he goes, fuck. James goes, me, I shit on him. I'm like, bro, this is fucking crazy. James, bro, I love you. Fuck, I just hate it had to be you.
That is fucking funny. Megan says no, but they'd be hiding that podcast forever if a white guy said it. Well, right, but a white guy didn't say it, so that's no big deal. It's kind of like right there, Amon Ra St. Brown said a word that, you know, I'm not going to say that word. If he wants to say that word, he can, and I don't care. Now if a white guy says that word, I don't like that at all. You won't catch me saying that word. But if a black guy says that word, yes, I know. So what? I don't care. I'm all for it. I'm all for just keeping my mouth shut about any one of these things. And it doesn't have to be fair. I'm just like, you do you. You do you. I'll talk the way I talk. And hopefully, and that will always be above board. Always when it comes to race. I might make a crack here and there, but I sure as hell am not going to talk like John Brown or say the N-word. But if you guys do, it's fucking hysterical. I don't know why. All right. I'm off to take the NFK to the dentist. I'll be back with more podcasting. You're all the best. Thank you. Love you.